Well, good morning and welcome. It's good to be back with you all. The last 10 days, I was in Italy traveling and on pilgrimage and got to see a number of beautiful, beautiful churches and the tombs, prayed at the tombs of several saints and, some of the beautiful places in Rome, St. Peter's Basilica, just absolutely beautiful. But even with all those travels, it really does make me appreciate what we have here in Wichita, what we have here at St. Peter's. And it's not even so much the buildings or the architecture. It's not even so much the grounds or the dirt. It's the people that we have here, the deep-rooted faith that we have here in Wichita. It's something that the more I travel, the more I just really, truly am grateful for being a part of this diocese and being raised here in the Diocese of Wichita. And being a pastor here at St. Peter. So it's good to be back with you all. As I was preparing my homily for this weekend and just reading through the scriptures, I think the biggest theme that kind of shines through in the scriptures today is the theme of gratitude. These 10 lepers who are healed and only one of them returns to give thanks. Kind of framed by the Old Testament reading of Naaman the Syrian, who also had leprosy. He was cured of his leprosy by Elisha the prophet and also returned to give thanks. And so that's most homilies that you see on this gospel focus on that aspect of gratitude, the returning to give thanks for the gifts that we receive. And I think that's absolutely right. And I think that is the main thrust of the gospel for this weekend. But as I was preparing for this gospel, there was a line that kept coming back and just sticking out to me as I was trying to think about gratitude and so on. I just kept circling back around to this line, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Now, this line is not altogether unique to this passage of the Gospel of Luke chapter 17. There are four different times where Jesus tells people to go show themselves to the priests. It happens in Luke 17, verse 14 that we have today in our gospel. It also happens in Luke chapter 5, verses 14, when it gives us a little bit more context. Jesus says a little bit more to that extent, "Go show yourself to the priests," and in that verse he gives us a condition here, "and offer the gift that Moses commanded. That will be testimony for them." But Matthew also records Jesus instructing lepers in particular, "Go show yourselves to the priests," in Matthew 8, chapter 4. And then also Mark in chapter 1, verse 44, "Go show yourself to the priests." Over and over, four different points where Jesus instructs, "Go show yourself to the priest." Now, it's interesting, all of these contexts, each one, it has to do with the curing of leprosy. Now, leprosy has always, anywhere you find leprosy in Scripture, you'll always see it as a reference to or analogous of sin. If you come into contact with leprosy, it's the contact with sin. And you look at the Old Testament, there was very specific instructions on what happened if somebody contracted leprosy. Essentially, they were cut off from the house of Israel, so to speak. They had to live outside of their community. They weren't allowed to enter their homes, to enter a city gate, to enter the temple. They were no longer allowed to come into physical contact with anybody. And while that might seem harsh, it was to preserve the people of Israel from this deadly disease that there was no cure for. And so the lepers would tie bells around their ankles so that it would ring the bell and anybody would know, hey, the lepers are coming. And they would hang out in colonies like we have today, 10 lepers who show up to see Jesus. But they would also have to yell out before they showed up, "Hey, we're unclean, 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 don't come close." And imagine if that's analogous for sin. Imagine for us. If we were in that state, if we are in that state of sin, if our soul is compromised, so to speak, if we have that weighing down on us and we had to tie a bell around our ankles just so everybody would know, hey, I'm unclean. There's something off. Fortunately, we don't have to make it that public, but a lot of times interiorly, we still carry the weight of a feeling that something is off. And even in our gospel today, you see that. Were they at a distance? It says they stood at a distance from Jesus and raise their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And so these 10 lepers, even though they've been cut off from the community of Israel, and they're kind of on the peripheral side, presumably somebody would have had to tell them about Jesus, right? Somebody would have had to tell them, hey, this guy's walking around and he's performing these miracles and he's multiplying loaves and fishes and he's walking on water, all this crazy stuff. So they would have had to know in order to go to him and say, Jesus, have pity on us. So there is some sort of pre-evangelization already happening before this encounter. We can presume that safely. And more than likely, it was their own family members. A lot of times the family members would come and bring them food and drop it off on a rock or something and then step back so that they can come and eat it. So we have this kind of pre-evangelization before we get to this point. And Jesus, he doesn't, like when he cures a blind man, he spits and mixes it with dirt and puts it on his eyes. And there's a lot of different ways that he cures people. But with leprosy here, he doesn't say, you're cured of your leprosy. He says, go show yourself to the priest. Now, again, I reference Luke chapter 5 when he says, offer what Moses prescribed. So what did Moses prescribe? For that, we have to go back to Leviticus. In Leviticus chapter 14, the whole chapter is like describing what happens when somebody in Israel contracts leprosy, and what happens if they've been cured. What do they have to do? They have to go show themselves to the priest. And so Jesus, in these four references to showing yourself to the priest, I think what this is, this is a case in point example of what he told us in Matthew chapter 5. I've not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And so the Old Testament Levitical saying of go show yourself to the priest, he didn't just cut that off and say, well, we're throwing that in the trash can. We don't need that anymore. It has been brought in to the priesthood of Jesus. And so back in Leviticus 14, again, if you've been cured of leprosy, you present yourself to the priest, and the priest has to do the inspection. He looks over to see, okay, is there leprosy on their skin? Is it showing anywhere? And if they have been purified or found to be clean of leprosy, then the priest, he has to offer a sacrifice. 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons. And what he does is he kills one of the pigeons. And he mixes his blood with water and stirs it up. In that water, he puts a scarlet cord. In that water, he puts a piece of wood. And in that water, he takes the live pigeon or turtle dove and he submerges it in that bloody water. Kind of a gross scene. It's kind of, you know, we don't do a lot of animal sacrifice anymore. But what we know from the Old Testament is that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That is a principle that goes all the way back to the Old Testament. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And so the shedding of the blood of one pigeon and then the other one immersed in that blood and released and set free, it's the sacrifice of the one that redeems the other. All of that is typology. It's the precursor. It's the setting the stage for Jesus, who mixed his water, the blood of his heart, when it was pierced, the blood and water that poured forth, that you and I are submerged in the waters of baptism, and that we are saved and cleansed and redeemed from the leprosy of sin by the sacrifice of the cross. And that wasn't cast off. It's not forgotten just because it was in the Old Testament. And it's been fulfilled in Christ. Now, I think the real key here is for the lepers to realize and to understand that they have leprosy and that they need Jesus' help. In John chapter 9, verse 41, he says, if you couldn't see, he's talking to the Pharisees, if you were blind and you couldn't see, you would have no sin. But you say, hey, we can see perfectly, and so your sin remains. The lepers knew they had leprosy. They could look at their hands and see their fingers were falling off, and their nose and ears and toes were falling off. They could see the rotting of their flesh. They knew there was something wrong. But unfortunately for a lot of us, we can be so compromised interiorly. We can have the spiritual leprosy of sin cling to us and say, we're fine. It's not that bad. It's not a big deal. And so we don't bother going to ask the Lord to heal us. Now, I like I said, I just got back from a pilgrimage to Italy. And what I've learned over many pilgrimages and retreats and so on, that a lot of times the Lord waits till the very, very, very last minute when you think it's too late and you know, maybe not some anything profound has happened. And that's what happened on this pilgrimage as well. Because I was all over Italy, and it was beautiful, and it was good, but when I got back, I flew into Chicago, and we were making our connection, going through, you know, passport and all that stuff, control, and I was leading a group of 13 pilgrims from Wichita, and we got separated on the tram from one gate to another, and so I thought some of them had been left behind and they were going to jump on the next tram. And so I sent the rest of the group on, and I stood kind of at the gate waiting for the tram to come up and people to get off the train. And so I was standing there waiting, little unbeknownst to me that the people I was waiting for had actually been on the train ahead of us and were already waiting at the gate. So I was waiting there for nothing. But regardless, I was standing there waiting, just watching people walk by. And as I was standing there, a police officer goes walking past and he sees me. And he said, "Father, are you okay? Do you need anything? You're looking for something?" And I said, I'm leading a group of pilgrims, and some of the folks had never traveled before, never flown before, and they didn't know how to, they were really nervous about going through airports. And I said, "I'm waiting to lead them where they need to go." And he said, "Oh, okay, well, I can't help you with that, but have a good day." And he walked off. And not 30 seconds or a minute later, he comes back around the corner, and he comes up to me, and he said, "Are you a Catholic priest?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I've never done anything like this before in my entire life, but I've been Catholic my whole life, but I've really kind of fallen away from the church. I haven't been going to Mass. Lived in Chicago my whole life." And, you know, he's in his late 60s, big, tall police officer, late 50s, and he said, "I've never been afraid of anything." And said, "But in the last 6 months or a year, I've just had this crushing anxiety. I can't get out of bed, and I'm just anxious and worried, and I don't know what's going on. I just recently started going back to church, but as I walked away from you and I rounded the corner, I heard the Lord say, 'Go back and talk to him.' And so, Father, this is way outside of my comfort zone, but I need help. Would you pray for me?" And so, exposing his leprosy. So I prayed for this man in the middle of a busy train or airport, people walking around. I mean, it was noisy, but it was like it was just he and I. And as I pray over him, and the tears come, and the sobbing, and the heaving, and the just, it makes you feel small to be able to be that representative of the Lord. I know confession can be very scary for a lot of folks. You know, there's a lot of us who carry a lot of things that we make excuses for, we compromise, or we just think, it's not that big of a deal. Brothers and sisters, like, there is healing. The Lord has given us that sacrament of confession for a reason, and it can be incredibly powerful. And especially if it's been a little while, maybe years, maybe decades, especially if there's something heavy that's been weighing on your heart, especially if there's some sort of depression, anxiety, just the crushing heaviness of life, and you're like, "I don't know which way to go." Go show yourself to the priest. Jesus gave us the sacraments intentionally so that his work and his ministry and his grace can continue to be poured out upon us until he comes back. And the sacrifice of the cross, the blood and the water that poured forth from his side, can be washed over us so that we can be set free. So I just leave you that invitation. Go show yourself to the priest.